This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There have been a couple of markers for when this whole thing started to feel real, right? Tom Hanks, for sure. The NBA canceling its season, which I think was the same day, right? Also, when shows and concerts and festivals started to go away. Coachella to Broadway to tiny community theaters and local venues, all of them closed. And all of those places where musicians and performing artists go to make their living. So now, obviously, they can't. A couple of years ago, we had Dessa on the program. She's a rapper and a hip-hop artist. She's a writer as well. And she had written a book about, among many other things, the economic life of a touring musician. So we called her back up. Dessa, it's good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So when we had you on for your book like a year and a half ago, one of the things we talked about was fundamentally how tough it is to make a living as a touring musician, right? And now that life for you has stopped, yeah?
It is definitely harder to make money as a non-touring musician than it was as a touring musician, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, all, you know, the artists who were on the road came home. You know, a lot of us were frantically texting and emailing one another at the same time. And now the question is like, okay, well, how far out should we consider those gigs vaporized, right? Is this like a 2-month thing? Is this a 6-month thing? But yeah, it was pretty darn fast. You know, I'd been working on a project in London when the travel ban hit. And like every other American there, probably scrambled to buy a ticket home as fast as I could. Yeah.
So full disclosure here, I'm a fan of yours. I follow you on Instagram, and I saw a post of yours, which gave me the nudge to get you back on the show. And one of the things you had said in an email exchange that we had was, you know, the creative class is both creative and classy, and you guys are going to find your way through. And so the question has to be, how are you going to find a way through this?
Yeah, you know, it's like I don't want to put too positive a spin on it, but yeah. But for those people, you know, who are like active on social media, I mean, they've probably seen it already that artists are doing concerts from their living rooms on Facebook Live or Instagram. You know, artists have like Patreon accounts so that people can support them with like a monthly subscription fee.
Mm-hmm.
So I think really quickly we're trying to figure out, okay, what does it mean for the group of people who is really good at bringing other people together in times of crisis? Like, what are we supposed to do when we've got to stay apart to get through this one?
There, as you said, there are live streams and Patreons and all of this. How do you get people to pay for that though, when they themselves are worried about, you know, their jobs, right? Because I imagine a lot of your fans, like a lot of listeners in the marketplace and whatever, they're worried about themselves, man.
Yeah, I think you're right. People realize that artists and servers and bartenders were hit hard quickly and maybe first. And I think most artists are avoiding a paywall. So it's like, hey, man, if you don't got it, don't sweat it. You know, dress up fancy from the waist up and just come and watch. But if you got $4, toss it in. And if you don't have four, toss in one. So it really is kind of a pass the hat where it's everybody trusting one another to do what they can. And if there's nothing they can do, then just asking them to hang in. Yeah.
You know, something you just said actually prompts another question. You said, you know, artists and bartenders and restaurant workers. My guess would be that a lot of artists out there have side hustles as bartenders and restaurant workers, which jobs have also dried up.
Man, 100%. And that was like in the you know, I'm on Venmo, the Cash App.
Yeah.
And it's almost like watching the exchanges happen there are telling the short story of this crisis in the creative and service industries. You know, it's like scrolling back 2 weeks ago, it was thanks for the tacos. And now, you know, in the past few days, it's like, thanks for the home concert. Like, you'll get me when you can. Thanks for groceries. I got you next. You know, there really is this whole group of people who are hit twice directly to the pocketbook and also just to the chest, to the life, you know, as well as their livelihoods. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. In a perhaps vain attempt to end this on an upbeat note, are people booking you for like the end of 2020? I mean, are you getting bookings now for October, November, December?
Yeah, you know, it is interesting. I mean, I will say that I think that when this, you know, how like we have the baby boomers as a product of geopolitical circumstances. I think we are going to have this big boom of art in the next few months as people are kind of hunkering down over their keyboards. I think there will be a bloom of awesome stuff. And I got off the phone with my own booking agent maybe last week, and he just said, oh man, we are almost done booking all of 2020. Let's look at 2021. Wow. Yeah.
That's not terrible. It's a book. Her book, by the way, is called My Own Devices. Dessa is the artist, the rapper. She performs with a group called Doomtree as well. Check it out. It's good stuff. Dessa, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Guy.